The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Friday afternoon. My telephone number is 877 Bob Live, 877-262-5483. Well, I got news about my colleague. Well, I should say my former colleague, Larry Elder, who has been nationally syndicated by our parent company, Salem Media, for quite some time, until he quit. Yeah, he quit his job here at Salem Media to run for governor of California. I've got an update on that. I was talking to you about that a couple of days ago, and there's a big update on that. I've got a crazy story out of San Francisco. Have you ever owned a $20,000 trash can? Did you know they exist? I've got all kinds of things. But before we get into those stories, I want to give you an update on where we are with Trans World Radio. We dedicated the entire day yesterday to providing radios for Africa. $50 a piece. These little radios are so cool because they have AM, FM, and shortwave, and they don't need batteries, they don't need electricity. You wind them up. They've got a little wind-up generator. I had it in the studio yesterday. I played the sound for you. I forgot it's back in my office. Maybe I'll get it, you know, in the next break. But anyway, we started yesterday with a goal of providing 156 radios for Africa. That's $7,800. In the middle of the summer, that is a huge goal. Well, I am so excited to tell you we have exceeded that goal now by $50. You, the incredible audience, you have given $7,850. And so my question is, are we done? And my response is, I hope not. I hope not. I'd love to see us go even further. We've exceeded our goal by $50, which means our goal was 156 radios. Right now, we're at 157. Now, it would be incredibly audacious. Some might think outrageous to see if we could go to 200 radios. That would be $10,000. We're at $7,850. Could we make $10,000? Well, I don't know. But it would be absolutely wonderful. But I know this. I want us to see us go as far past that goal as we possibly can. Every $50 provides another radio. That radio could be the very lifeline to Bible teaching for an entire congregation out in the bush of Africa. Folks, they don't have access to seminaries and Bible colleges. They can't do that. Most of these churches are led by a pastor who has very little formal education. That's just the reality. They have very little formal education. They haven't had the opportunity. But if they have a radio, they can take advantage of the finest Bible teaching on the planet for themselves, but also for their entire congregation. But they've got to have a radio. So anyway, we're going to move on. I'm going to ask you, I'm going to plead with you, let's see how much further we can go. 888-988-5656. It would be audacious to strive for 200 radios. That would be $10,000. We're at $7,850. I'm leaving it between you and God. If God touches you to give, please obey God and do whatever he tells you to do. 888-988-5656, or you can give online at thewordcolumbus.com. Just click on the Trans World Radio tab. 888-988-5656. During the break, I will check with the call center and see if we've gone further. I hope so. All right, Larry Elder. Now, if you've been following this story, Larry Elder threw his hat in the ring to become the next governor of California. Quite well-known, syndicated, conservative, black radio host from California. He's from Southeast L.A. He's from the Los Angeles area. In fact, his nickname is the Sage of L.A. Now, I don't know what Larry's spiritual condition is. I've talked to him a couple of times, but he's brilliant. He would make an exceptional governor of California. He has never run for elective office before. So anyway, he and almost 50 other candidates applied to be put on the ballot for the recall election coming up. I think it's the 1st of September. Well, the unofficial ballot was released a few days ago, and Larry Elder's name wasn't on it. Now, Larry hired two attorneys that are extremely familiar with election law and so forth. They did all the paperwork. They dotted all their I's, crossed all their T's, provided everything that was needed, and Larry's name was not on the preliminary, not the official, but the preliminary ballot. So he contacted the Secretary of State. Secretary of State said, you didn't provide all of the tax returns that were required, and some of your tax returns were improperly redacted, so we can't put you on the ballot. Well, Larry Elder is an attorney by trade. Again, he had hired two attorneys with expertise in that area, and they all said, oh, yes, we did. We did everything we were required to and took it to court. Well, the good news is the court ruled in favor of Larry Elder, so he will be placed on the ballot. But not only that, today, the most recent poll indicates Larry Elder is leading all of the other candidates on the ballot. In fact, he is the only one to get double digits. In the poll, he received 16%. You say, well, Bob, that's not very much. Well, there's 44 people. So if you got 44 people and you got 16%, that's really good. In fact, the number two candidates, Larry Elder, got 16%. John Cox and Kevin Falconer. Kevin Falconer used to be the mayor of San Diego. They came in at 6%. So his closest competitors are at 6%. And please remember the way this election works. If over 50% of the people in California vote to recall Governor Newsom, then the person on the ballot that receives the largest percentage will be the next governor. That could be 16%. So the next two candidates are at 6%. Kevin Kiley, I think he was a California representative. And, of course, Caitlyn Jenner. They are at 4%. So Larry Elder is in the lead by 10 points at this point. Now, things could change. But he's in the lead by 10 points. And you know what? I think the fact that he was taken off of the ballot will help him. I think it will. It brought him more publicity, and it made him look like he's the candidate that the Democrats in California are most afraid of. So we'll keep an eye on that. Wow. Think about that. One of our Salem talk show hosts, well, at this time, former, could be the governor of California. Stranger things have happened. Remember Arnold?
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, I got a new hero. Her name is Brenda, and she lives in Marysville, Ohio, and she joins the others who have called 888-988-5656. Yes, we have met and slightly exceeded our goal, but you continue to provide more radios. $50 a piece, our goal $156. Right now, if my math is correct, we're at 158 radios. Another $100, we could be at 160. Another $100, we could be at 160 radios because they're $50 a piece. You keep giving. Thank you. God bless you. I don't think we're done yet. We have met our goal, praise God, but I don't think we are done yet. Here's the number, 888-988-5656, 888-988-5656, or you can go online at thewordcolumbus.com. Thewordcolumbus.com, and simply click on the TWR, Trans World Radio banner. Well, if you know anything about San Francisco, you know that they are struggling big time. They have a huge, humongous, ginormous homeless problem. Well, they got a program too, but it's worthless. They have an incredible homeless problem. San Francisco is now becoming famous not for their beautiful streets, the painted lady houses, the Golden Gate Bridge, Pier 59, is it? I think. No. No, they're not famous for that anymore. They're famous for feces on their streets, urine on their streets. Yeah, that's what they're famous for now. Oh, well, other things too. Needles, drug syringes littering the streets. Things are so bad that in a recent poll, 40% of the people who live in San Francisco said that they were making plans to relocate in the near future. That's a quote from the poll. 40% of the people who live in San Francisco, quote, were making plans to relocate in the near future. They got some real problems in San Francisco. Their public schools are a mess. I mean, a terrible mess. That's well known. So, What is the city of San Francisco emphasizing? 20 to $30,000 trash cans. According to the San Francisco Chronicle, the city is prepared to spend $300,000 on prototype trash cans. They will cost between $20,000 to $30,000 each. Yeah. $20,000 to $30,000 each. Now, one company has suggested that they could provide them for just a measly, tiny little $12,000 each. These are trash cans. Quote, the cans are designed to encourage recycling, prevent people from digging through them and leaving their messes on the sidewalk, and here's the part I love, I'm quoting, they will include sensors that alert the city when they're close to getting full. Yeah, the city will get a message. The trash can in front of 53 Baker Street is almost full. Yeah. Now, in order to be fair, these trash cans that are costing between $20,000 to $30,000 a piece are prototypes. Yeah. And I'm quoting, once the trash can prototype winner is decided, I'm quoting, I'm not making this up, the trash cans will cost the city only between $2,000 and $4,000. Yeah. So the $20,000 to $30,000, they're only prototypes. When they choose a prototype in the company, they'll only cost $2,000 to $3,000 for each trash can. But they will have a sensor that sends a message to the city that it's almost full. Personally, I hope the message goes straight to the mayor. You know, I'm serious. The mayor should be taking care of that. Only from the loony left, folks. Wow.